Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Clerk Kathy Sear. First of all, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Well, good morning, Daniel. Thank you for the invitation. I'm really pleased to be able to come and speak with you today.
We want to talk about the process for filling the current council vacancy. There's a vacant councillor seat at the moment. Can you just explain the process that's been launched at this point?
At the meeting in December, council had made the decision that it wishes to appoint a member of council through an interview and selection process. In order for a person to be considered for that position, they need to apply to the municipality. Applications are available on our website and may be either emailed or dropped off to the town office. Right now, we're preferring if people could email those applications. I also would like to receive a Freedom of Information release form with a photo of the potential candidate so that it may be posted on our website. We are also asking that individuals supply a letter of interest so that we can share that with the public, stating why the individual wishes to run for office. In order for a person to run for office, they have to meet the qualification under the Municipal Elections Act. First of all, the individual must be a Canadian citizen. They must be at least 18 years of age. They must either reside or be an owner or tenant of land in Wawa or the spouse of an owner or tenant of land in Wawa. They must not be legally prohibited from voting. And they must not be disqualified by legislation from holding office. So, for example, a person who's currently in a penal institution is not legally permitted to vote, and a judge or a member of parliament is disqualified from holding municipal office.
The process has been underway for a few weeks at this point. The deadline is next week, then.
That is correct. The deadline is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, at 2 p.m. And we will adhere to that timeline. So if a person submits at 2:01, it will be rejected.
A fair way of doing things. After that, the process then has you review to ensure that those people are in fact eligible to hold that office. And then the candidates, if there's more than one, would go to an interview process with council?
That is correct. Council has called a special meeting for Tuesday, January 25th at 6:30 p.m. Those candidates will be invited to participate in that meeting. And as is right now, due to COVID, we're kind of looking at having the members being interviewed through the Zoom platform to try to limit the number of people in our chambers. So what would happen is those individuals would be asked to come before council on an individual basis, one person presenting to council at a time. They would be allotted 5 minutes to speak and explain to council their qualifications, their background, why they wish to run for office, and any other information they wish to share with council and the public. Following that, they would interview each individually. Those individuals may be asked questions by council. Following all of the presentations, council will bring the candidates back into the room. They will debate on their selection, and the clerk will call out the name for each candidate, and the council will vote for those individuals. I can give you an example of the voting scenario. Candidate A receives 2 votes. Candidate B receives 1 vote, and candidate C receives 1 vote. Candidate D didn't receive any. So automatically, candidate D would be eliminated from the voting, and we'd start the vote again and go to a round 2. They would vote on candidate A, candidate B, and candidate C. If there is a tie, then automatically, because we only have the 3 candidates, candidate C would be eliminated. Council again would go into round 3 on the voting, and they would vote for those candidates. And based on the numbers, it could determine who the successful candidate is at that point.
There are 4 current members of council. I'm guessing you'd need at least 3 to vote in favor of a candidate in order to confirm. What happens if they do meet a deadlock with only 2 candidates?
If that happens, then the office would be determined by lot, or pulling the name from a hat. This is permitted under the Municipal Elections Act under subsection 6310. So that's how it would be done. If there is that tie in that 3rd round, the clerk would pull the names from a hat.
So I guess we'll see how things go. People have a bit of time. This is also an election year, so the term they're serving out is only a little shy of a year at this point. And preparations are already underway for the election then?
Yes, that's correct. The current term of council will expire on November 14th of 2022, and the election will be held on Monday, October 24th, which is local government voting day. So generally in the past, municipal elections are held every 4 years, and the nomination period would generally start on the 1st of January. However, in 2022, the legislation was changed, so the nomination period is actually now from May the 2nd until August 19th, which is nomination day. On nomination day, the nomination period is shortened. The municipality is only able to accept nominations between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. on nomination day. Between that period of May 2nd and August 18th, we will be accepting nominations between the period of 8:45 a.m. until 4:30 p.m.
If people want to ensure that they're on the voter registry, that can be done right now.
Oh, absolutely, that can be done. What I would recommend is that individuals visit our website, go under the tab for local government, and select elections. Under there, we have an option, and it's called Voter Lookup. It's created by MPAC, which is the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation. And an individual just needs to enter their name, I believe with their date of birth and or their address, and you'll be able to see if you were on the voters list. If you are not on the list, this is your opportunity to be able to add your name. So I encourage everyone in the community, please, please, please visit our website and take a look at our voter lookup and ensure that your name is on the voters list. It is so important that everyone's name is on that list so that they can come out and vote.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having me.
Once again, that is Clerk Kathy Sear joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.